Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. O inaugurator of the material energy, this wonderful creation works under the control of powerful time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and years. This element of time, which extends for many millions of years, is but another form of Lord Vishnu. For your pastimes, you act as the controller of time, but you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. Srila Prabhupada's purport, as stated in the Brahma Sangita, chapter 5, shloka 52, Yat chakshureva savita sakala grahanam raja samasta suramurti rashesha teja yasyagaya brahmati sambrahma sambrita kala chakro govindam adi purusham tamaham bhajami. The sun is the king of all planetary systems and has unlimited potency in heat and light. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, the supreme personality of Godhead, under whose control even the sun, which is considered to be the eye of the Lord, rotates within the fixed orbit of eternal time. Although we see the cosmic manifestation as gigantic and wonderful, It is within the limits of Kala, the time factor. This time factor is also controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Maya dyakshena prakriti suyate sa characharam. Prakriti, the cosmic manifestation, is under the control of time. Indeed, everything is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Supreme Lord has no fear of the onslaughts of time. Time is estimated according to the movements of the sun, Savita. Every minute, every second, every day, every night, every month and every year of time can be calculated according to the sun's movements. But the sun is not independent, for it is under time's control. Brahmati sambrita kala chakra. The sun moves within the kala chakra, the orbit of time. The sun is under the control of time, and time is controlled by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the Lord has no fear of time. The Lord is addressed here as Avyakta Bandhu, or the inaugurator of the movements of the entire cosmic manifestation. Sometimes, the cosmic manifestation is compared to a potter's wheel. When a potter's wheel is spinning, who has set it in motion? It is the potter, of course. Although sometimes we can see only the motion of the wheel and cannot see the potter himself. Therefore, the Lord, who is behind the motion of the cosmos, is called Avyakta Bandhu. Everything is within the limits of time, but time moves under the direction of the Lord, who is therefore not within time's limit. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I offer my humble, prostrated obeisances at the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vasudev, Sri Krishna. So here in this shloka, Devaki is again expressing another prayer. These prayers from Devaki are flowing like the wind, spontaneously, out of love, out of affection, and out of knowledge of the position of Sri Krishna. So first she states that he is the inaugurator of the material energy. So she's understanding that Krishna is the supreme cause of all causes. Sarva karana karanam. Then she states that the wonderful creation that has been inaugurated by Krishna's material energy is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and time. And this time element is just another form of the Lord. So then she says that Krishna acts as the controller of time for his pastimes. He's controlling time so that he can enact his various pastimes. And therefore, he is the reservoir of all good fortune. Thus, let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. So these are the five elements of Devaki's prayer. One, that Krishna inaugurates the entire material manifestation. The material manifestation is not the eternal spiritual realm, but it is a reflection of the spiritual realm. And it is controlled by time, which is divided into seconds, minutes, hours, and years. But yet, this element of time extends for many millions of years and is another form of the Lord. So that's her second point. And she says that Krishna acts as the controller of time simply for his pastimes. For his pastimes means for Krishna to enjoy, for him to present himself in different ways in relationship with his devotees. For example, Prabhupada taught us that Krishna has a name, Krishna, but that only refers to him. But if we refer to a name of Krishna that's in relationship to a devotee, that's much sweeter. For example, Yashoda Nandan, the son of Yashoda. This is a much sweeter name for Krishna because it's related to his devotee. So for his pastimes, he engages with his devotees, and this is very pleasurable for him. So her fourth point then is that Krishna is the reservoir of all good fortune for all the living entities. So he is the source of our all good fortune. Thus, understanding these four tattvas, she says, let me offer my full surrender unto your lordship. Voluntarily, I want to offer my full prostrated obeisances at your lotus feet out of respect and consideration and under full understanding of who you are and what is my relationship with you. So, Prabhupada comments here in the purport that the Lord is addressed here as avyakta bandhu. So avyakta means unmanifested and bandhu means friend. So he is the inaugurator of the movements of the entire cosmic manifestation, but he is the friend of the entire cosmic manifestation. And the unmanifested. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5, the last shloka, Voktaram jagyatapasam, that I am the enjoyer of all sacrifices performed at any time, place, or circumstance. Ultimately, I am the enjoyer of all these sacrifices, though they may be made for someone else. Sarvaloka Maheshwaram, and I am the supreme controller of all the planetary systems and all the people in those planetary systems. However, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, even though I am the supreme controller and the supreme enjoyer, I and the dearmost friend of every living entity. Gyatva mam shantim richati. And anyone who understands this about me attains peace. So we understand that Krishna is the supreme controller, the supreme personality of Godhead, and the enjoyer of everything. But Suridam sarvabhutanam, Prabhupada translates this as the dearmost friend of every living entity, or the well-wisher of every living entity, or sometimes Surid. Su means sweet, and Hrid means heart, that Krishna has a sweet heart for every living entity. And because his heart is very sweet towards every living entity, that's why he's the well-wisher of every living entity. That's why he is the best friend of every living entity. This is a clue for us. We should be having a sweet heart for every living entity also. And when we have a sweet heart for every living entity, then we will automatically be the well-wisher of every living entity. Then we will automatically be the dearmost friend of every living entity. Now, why would we want to be the well-wisher and dearmost friend of every living entity? Why would we want to have a sweet heart for every living entity? Because Krishna has. We don't want to have a different opinion than Krishna. If we say, I am the follower of Krishna, it means I have the same opinion. What he likes, I like. What he doesn't like, I don't like. If I say I'm the representative of Krishna, it means I have the same opinion as Krishna. I represent the same mentality as Krishna. Is that clear? Do we understand this? If I have a different opinion than Krishna, consider this. If I have a different opinion than Krishna, can I say I'm the representative of Krishna? Can I say I'm the follower of Krishna? Then we better start thinking about this and understand what is Krishna's mentality, what is his opinion, and have the same opinion, and the same opinion must be manifested in our behavior. So, Suridam Sarvabhutanam, we should have a sweet heart, we should be the well-wisher and best friend of every living entity. And that's why Lord Chaitanya, the six Goswamis, and all his Nitya Parshads at the time of his appearance went out to distribute love of Godhead to every living entity, because they had a sweet heart for every living entity. They were the well-wisher of every living entity. They considered themselves to be the best friend of every living entity. Nityananda Prabhu, when he was attacked by Madai, and then Lord Chaitanya, understanding that his dear devotee and friend and someone he looked up to as his older brother had been attacked by this rascal, and he had thrown a pot and hit Nityananda's head and blood was coming out. He rushed to that scene ready to slice the head off of Madai, because just like Krishna had taken his Sudarshan Chakra and sliced off the head of Shishupal. But of course, when Krishna kills you or kisses you, it's the same result, Prabhupada explains. So Shishupal, he attained Vaikuntha because he was killed by Krishna. If you're kissed by Krishna or killed by Krishna, you get the same result. So Lord Chaitanya was going to end the earthly pastimes of Madhai. But Nityananda said, no, no, please, don't harm him. You told me that you came to destroy the demoniac qualities in Kali Yuga, but not the personalities of Kali Yuga. And when Jaghai saw that, he said, Madhai, he's a saint. This guy's a saint. Let's offer our obeisances. And then they became known as Jagadananda and Madhavananda, great souls. great devotees of Lord Nityananda. Sometimes we still refer to them as Jagai and Madai, the two rascals. But they're no longer the two rascals. They're Jagannanda and Madhavananda, who became the devotees of Lord Nityananda and got the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. That's not dissimilar from our own situation, where previous to coming to the shelter of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and Radha Gokulananda, we also were Jagais and Madais to some extent. We were also taking intoxication. We also had negative feelings towards other people. We also exploited the material energy for our own benefit, etc., etc., etc. But by coming in contact with the pure devotee of the Lord, His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the topmost wandering mendicant and swan-like devotee, by His association, we, like iron rods, became imbued with His devotion, and we came in contact with the teachings of Sri Krishna, and we gradually become aware of the mentality and the mood and the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and we're meant to become Vaishnavas, devotees of the Lord, surrendering our words, thoughts, and actions in the service of the Lord. Gyatva mam, and those people who understand this about me, Krishna says, shanti mrityati, they attain real peace. Real peace means that divine love has become manifested in our hearts. We now have the same opinion as Krishna. We lead our lives according to the teachings of Krishna. And therefore, we reach the Brahma-Bhuta platform. Brahma-Bhuta-prasannatma. We are completely self-satisfied. Atma-rama. We're not nasochati na kankshati. We're not hankering for anything. We're not lamenting for anything. Hankering means that I'm desiring this or that. Lamenting means I don't have this or that, and I'm lamenting because I don't have it. But that means we're not in this consciousness of prasanatma, of atmarama, of feeling satisfied, fulfilled, complete, because we are connected to the Supreme Lord. If we're connected to the Supreme Lord, then we are prasanatma. The atma is prashanta, peaceful, jolly, happy, satisfied. I remember one class in Los Angeles, Prabhupada said, the devotees are very jolly. This does not mean that we're not serious. Devotees are very serious about life, but we're very jolly. We're happy, prasanatma, we're joyful, because we're connected to Krishna, because we're performing the activities of Krishna on this planet. Krishna desires that everyone on this planet become purified, return back home, back to Godhead, but He's made a deal with every living entity that I give you freedom of choice. You can choose to do right, you can choose to do wrong. I won't interfere. So Krishna will not interfere even if people are going completely off the track and are becoming demoniac. But Prabhupada explains in one purport in the Bhagavad Gita that the devotees, the Vaishnavas, as representatives of the Lord, they take it upon themselves to do the work and fulfill the desire of the Lord by going out and delivering the message of the Lord, so that the conditioned soul can come out of their conditioned life and actually again become reconnected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thereby experience real joy. So in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 2nd shloka, Krishna says to Arjuna that let me just explain a little background. Krishna first begins speaking confidential knowledge. Then he speaks more confidential knowledge. And now in the ninth chapter, Krishna is going to speak the most confidential knowledge. And he asks Arjuna to please listen carefully because this is for your benefit. And he's now going to describe this most confidential knowledge. So he says, Rajavidya, this is the topmost knowledge, the king of knowledge. There is no knowledge higher or more profound than this. Rajavidya Rajaguyam, this is the most confidential knowledge. It is not known by many people. It is very profound, very deep, very confidential, but I'm going to reveal it to you. Pavitram, it is the purest knowledge. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki. Pavitram idam uttamam, that this knowledge is transcendental. It's the highest knowledge, not tinged by any material contamination. Pratyakshavagamam dharmyam, and this knowledge, this dharma, can be realized directly from within our own heart. We get direct realization from within our own heart. And then what happens? Susukam kartum. Everything you do is joyful. Susukam kartum avyayam. And there's no end to this joyful service. It increases unlimitedly, never ending, ever increasing. Therefore, when we're in Krishna consciousness, we are the true enjoyers. We are the enjoyers because susukam kartum, everything we do is fully enjoyable. Every activity we do with joy. So sometimes we hear the devotee say, you're not the enjoyer. That is a misunderstanding. We are the enjoyers because you can only enjoy in connection with the supreme enjoyer, Krishna. We are not the sufferers because susukam kartum, everything we do is fully enjoyed. Every engagement, we fully enjoyed. Prasanatma, atmarama. The non-devotees who are still under conditioned life, they're thinking they're enjoying, but they're actually the sufferers. They're suffering and thinking that they're enjoying. We're the enjoyers, but we're thinking we're suffering and that we're not the enjoyers. You see, in material life, everything is topsy-turvy. And Krishna explains this in Bhagavad Gita, that in the beginning of spiritual life, It's kind of like poison. But in the end, it's complete nectar. It's poisoned in the beginning because we're making the transition from conditional life to eternal life. And it's something that we're uninformed about. Something that's beyond our previous experience in the world. And so it's new, it's different. And I think I'm not the enjoyer. This is a struggle. I got to do my sadhana. How many people have had this experience? You're chanting the japa. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And all of a sudden you come to the end of the 16 rounds. And you go, 16 rounds. Finally, I'm finished. Anybody have that experience? Now I can enjoy. The yajna is over. What kind of message are we sending to Krishna that I'm so happy to be finished chanting your holy name? I'm so glad that it's over. What kind of message are we sending? Yeah, 16 rounds. Good, done. Now, what can I do? Any prasadam? Where's the maha? So, I don't think that that's a good way to end our japa. because we're sending the wrong message. So I would suggest a different way of ending our japa. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Oh, I've finished 16 rounds. My dear Lord, Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda, I've just finished chanting my 16 rounds. I wish that I could chant unlimitedly, that I could chant 64 rounds. I wish that I never should have to stop. But I do have some other service that I have to take care of. Please don't mind if I stop now. Is that a better way to end our japa? How many people think it's a better way? Because we're sending a different message. We're sending the proper message. So in the beginning, we have the wrong understanding because devotional life, it's a yajna. It seems like a yajna. Sometimes it tastes a little bit like poison, but in the end, it's complete nectar. Susukam kartam evi, susukam kartam avyayam. Everything we do is joyfully performed. Joyfully performed. Avyayam, it's inexhaustible. There's no end to it. It's increasing unlimitedly. So only the devotees are the true enjoyers because you can only enjoy when we're connected to the supreme enjoyer. So if someone says, Prabhu, you're not the enjoyer, what he is saying is, I'm not the enjoyer. I'm suffering. So you're also suffering. Because this is the mentality of a skeptic. If I'm not enjoying, no one else is either. If I'm not the enjoyer, neither are you. But we're all meant to be the enjoyer. We read the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kevala Ananda Kanda. It's simply ecstasy. Kevala Ananda Kanda. It's the path of increasing Ananda. And Devaki, she understands this. She says here that although Krishna is the controller of all time, and although time brings everything to a close and destroys everything, still, Krishna is using that time to present his pastimes, and he's the reservoir of all good fortune for his devotees. Now, if I consider myself to be a devotee, then I am the recipient of that reservoir of all good fortune. And therefore, I'm joyful. And therefore, my service is joyfully performed. Of course, maybe I'm thinking I'm not the recipient of the reservoir of all good fortune. Maybe I'm thinking I'm the most fallen devotee. There was one of my godbrothers, whose name we shall not mention, but when I was living in Vrindavan in 1975, and I'm still living in Vrindavan by the mercy of Radha Gokulananda. So he had difficulty getting up in the morning. Now, Prabhupada had come, and he really wanted to go on the morning walk with Prabhupada. And not everybody got to go on the morning walk on Prabhupada, but he was determined, I'm going to get up real early, I'm going to be right there, I'm going to go on the morning walk with Prabhupada. But as usually happened, he slept in, and he missed. When he came down, Prabhupada had already left for his morning walk. So he was so distraught. So he was chanting his japa in front of the door of Prabhupada's rooms. And when Prabhupada came back, he prostrated himself in front of the door so Prabhupada couldn't even walk into his rooms. Then he offered his obeisances and he got up and he said, please forgive me, Srila Prabhupada, I am your most fallen disciple. And Srila Prabhupada said, you're not the most of anything. We're not the most of anything. We're not the most fallen. We're not the most exalted. We're not the most this. We're not the most that. We're just very ordinary disciples. But we can become glorious when we assume our eternal constitutional position as a servitor of the Lord. And our eternal constitutional position is Das, 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 Anu Das. Everybody know this? What is the meaning of Das, 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 Anu Das? Servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord, right? Who is the follower of the gopis. That's Lord Chaitanya's definition. So Das, 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 Anu Das. So who are these Das, Das, Dases that we're following? She's very learned. All the devotees. But specifically, those who are actually at the position of Das. Those who are actually the eternal servitors of the Lord. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada. And we're at the end. We are the Anudas. Das, 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 Anudas. That's us. What is the meaning of Anudas? If my position is Das, 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 Anudas, the servitor of the pure Dasas, those who have attained to pure devotional service and are actually the eternal servitors of the Lord, and I'm Anudas, what is the meaning of Anudas? What is my position? If you don't know this, then this is something you should know. Because if you don't know who you are, you don't know what your position is, then your whole conception of spiritual life is vague at best. Sorry? Insignificant. Well, that's very good. That's quite good. So Anu means microscopic, atomic, the size of an atom. So that's insignificant. Very good. So I am the insignificant Das. But what else does Anu mean? Sorry? Following. Right. It's short for Anushadan, one who follows in the footsteps. So I am the trainee Das, who's following in the footsteps, who's insignificant, but I'm serving the pure devotees who have attained Das. So as a trainee in devotional service, I have not yet attained the level of Das, servant, or Dasi. That's a very exalted position to become the servant of the Lord. So we're just trainees. Or we can say that we are apprentices. We're in the apprenticeship of learning how to become a servant of the Lord. And so this apprenticeship mentality, we sometimes don't realize or don't experience or don't taste the joyful mood, the joyful experience, susukam kartum, of service to the Lord. But Devaki understands this. As we have seen in these prayers, every prayer is so profound. She has such a deep understanding. And it's not that she memorized these verses, these prayers. It's not that she sat down the night before and wrote them down. But as soon as she saw the Lord, immediately it was just flowing from her heart, from her consciousness. That's the level that we want to attain. Of course, there's a process. We have to go step by step. But when we understand that Krishna is the reservoir of all good fortune, and that we, as his trainees, who are apprenticed, taking up the apprenticeship of servitorship to his pure devotees, we also participate in that reservoir of all good fortune. And Prabhupada gave a very nice example in this connection. And we can relate this very nicely to what's happening here in Great Britain. Because in Great Britain, you have the monarchy. And in Buckingham Palace, the royalty lives there. But the servants of the royals also live in Buckingham Palace. They also eat from the same kitchen. So Prabhupada said the servants of the Lord also enjoy at the same level as the Lord, according to their realization. Of course, if our realization is covered by darkness, by ignorance, then we will think, I'm not the enjoyer. But when that ignorance is removed and I come to my full consciousness of understanding that I am Anudas, I'm following in the footsteps, I'm being trained up, and I'm insignificant servitor, then I begin to experience susukam kartam. Everything I do is enjoyable. It's joyfully performed. And I just want to make one final point here, that although we are insignificant, when the insignificant serves the significant, the supreme significant, then the insignificant also becomes significant. Clear? Because we're serving the supreme significant, the insignificant becomes significant. Why? Because we're recognized by Krishna, by Radha and Krishna. We're accepted by Radha and Krishna. They're accepting our service. And they even come to Great Britain, to London, to accept our service. And I remember also one class Prabhupada said, to the extent that you see the deities as marble, to that extent you're covered by Maya. Because you should be seeing Radha and Gokulananda. The actual Radha, the actual Gokulananda. When Lord Chaitanya came to Puri, he had just taken sannyas. He was 24 years old. And his mother, he had left at the dead of night, didn't inform anyone, and went and took sannyas. Then he was brought by Nityananda to the house of Advaita Acharya. And Advaita Acharya asked Mother Sachi to come, because she didn't even get a chance to say a goodbye to her son. So when Lord Chaitanya saw Mother Sachi, he offered dandavat pranams at her lotus feet. He said, my dear mother, you have raised me. All good qualities that I have come from you. You have given me this body. Therefore, this body belongs to you. Now that I've taken sannyas, you please tell me, where should this body reside? And Mother Sachi said, you can reside in Puri, because the devotees from Navadvip are always going to Puri, and therefore I will always receive word from you and about your pastimes there. And that's so. Then Lord Chaitanya immediately set out for Jagannath Puri. Now he came to a bridge called Ataranala. Ataranala bridge means it has 18 arches. Ataro means 18. And there he saw for the first time the flag and chakra on top of the Puri temple. And he offered his flat-out dandavats. Hundreds of years later, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur went to that place and he established a padapit. He established the lotus footprints of Lord Chaitanya. So you can go and worship and offer your obeisances to the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya at that place. And from that place on, he walked on his hands and knees, because he didn't want his feet, which he considered impure, to touch the holy soil of Puri. That was the first time. Hands and knees, he walked to the temple. And when he walked into the temple, he looked and he did not see Jagannath Baladev Subhadra. He looked at Jagannath and he saw Radha Shyam Sundar. And when Lord Jagannath saw Lord Chaitanya, he did not see a sannyasi. He saw his beloved Radha. And so both Lord Chaitanya fainted in ecstasy and Lord Jagannath fainted in ecstasy. This is explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. So we should be seeing this is directly Radha and Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan. They've come here to give us their mercy. And when we understand this, how can we not be anything but joyful? Oh my God, this is amazing. This is fantastic. I've been accepted by the Supreme Lord and I'm being given the opportunity to serve them. This is amazing. Therefore, susukam kartum, everything I do is joyfully performed. Therefore, I end my class with the same words that Devaki ended with. From tveshanam kshema dhamma prapadye, you are the reservoir of all good fortune. Therefore, I offer my full surrender unto your lordship. Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Ki. Are there any questions?